This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, your phone calls are coming up at 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. But first, Harrison Smith's newest report, Ukraine war pitch.
What are you doing over there?
Hmm?
What? Nothing. Nothing. What? Where? In Ukraine. What are you up to? Ukraine? What? Ukraine? Nothing's happening in Ukraine. Ukraine of all places. Where do you get this stuff?
No, it looks like there's some sort of NATO expansion and a CIA-backed coup and something about Joe Biden withholding $1 billion.
Want to get impeached?
Impeached? You can't impeach me.
In that case, just shut up.
No, I'm not kidding. It looks like Russia is massing on the border.
Well, it's fine. We're sending Anthony Blinken over there.
Oh, to prevent a war?
No.
Okay, well, what's he doing?
He's going over to protect democracy.
Oh, democracy. I love that word.
Terrible news.
Oh, no. Russia invaded Ukraine.
Oh, no. Why?
Well, because Vladimir Putin is evil. So,
because Putin's evil?
Putin evil, Zelensky good. That about sums it up.
Okay, so the largest country in the world decided to invade a country the size of Texas, and the only reason you're giving me is Putin evil?
Big country, little country, you get it.
I'm confused.
Well, you don't like the fact that a bigger country invaded a smaller country, do you?
No, I mean, I guess not.
Great, you're fully on board. Here's a Ukrainian flag.
Hey, have you heard about the Ghost of Kiev? He's this lone fighter pilot. It's protecting the whole city. He's already downed like 6 Russian airplanes. It's incredible.
Whoa, really?
No. But there are these guys on Snake Island. When the Russians demanded they surrender, they responded, "Go f*** yourself."
It's awesome.
Whoa, really?
No. No, that didn't happen either. But did you hear about the Russian atrocities? They are committing war crimes against children.
Oh, my God. Really?
Nope. But it doesn't matter because we have to defend Ukraine. They are our military ally.
I don't actually think they are.
Yeah, well, we're going to do it anyway because, after all, we've got to defend democracy.
Okay, so what are we doing to help? I mean, can we mediate? We can call for peace.
How many zeros is in 100 billion?
You're writing them a $100 billion check?
Yeah, I mean, I was writing checks in the tens of millions, but I was running out of checks, so I'll just do one big one.
How much have you sent them?
You mean how much have you sent them?
No idea. Literally impossible to know.
Okay, well, where's it all going?
Again, who knows?
Up in smoke, or whatever bombs do.
Ugh, that's so much money. Has there even been an official declaration of war yet?
A what?
I've never even heard of that. No, there was a declaration that Putin is evil.
Sure, you heard me.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm really convinced that Putin is evil.
Well, of course Putin is evil. I mean, if he's not evil, why would he drive our gas prices up so high?
Putin drove our gas prices up?
Well, gas prices are high because of the sanctions that Putin made us put on him. So.
Oh, sanctions. So this is hurting Russia.
They've never been better, actually.
Okay, well, what about our oil supply?
No, it's awful. Actually, we're having to sell our strategic reserves.
You mean use?
No, sell.
Sell to who?
China.
You know, our enemy?
Okay, if we're having to sell our strategic reserves, like, why don't we just pump our own oil? Don't we have domestic production?
Unfortunately, somebody already banned all of the pipelines and drilling permits, so can't use it.
Yeah, that was you.
We're going green.
Gas prices have doubled.
It's a transition.
Transition into what?
Transition for climate change.
I thought we were talking about the war in Ukraine.
Oh, right. Well, the weapons that we're giving Ukraine are extremely fuel efficient. We can kill thousands for the same amount of emissions as a small SUV. So, progress. And hey, here's some good news. Somebody just blew up Russia's underwater pipeline.
Oh my God, who?
I don't know. Who could it be?
No one's going to believe that. They're going to think you did it.
Me? The U.S. government?
You know Russia has nukes, right? Like, is this game of brinksmanship really worth it?
I'm in my bunker now.
It's pretty nice.
What was that last question?
I said, is it really worth this game of nuclear brinksmanship?
All right, folks, the full video is on InfoWars.com. It's going to really wake people up. The last two videos he did got tens of millions of views. Joe Rogan retweeted it. I'm going to send this to Joe here in just a minute, but I need all of you to to go to Infowars.com or band.video and get the Ukraine war pitch meeting and email it out, text message it out to everybody you know. Now, Twitter still won't let you support Infowars by spreading that link, but we have TheInfoWar.tv. TheInfoWar.tv. You go there, it's band.video. All those URLs, they're not blocking them. So share the Ukraine war pitch meeting. Mark Twain, one of America's greatest writers and satirists and minds, famously said more than 150 years ago, rumors of his demise had been greatly exaggerated because the newspapers kept saying he died decades before he did die. And it's the same psyop today. InfoWars is more influential and more powerful than ever because of your support and because of the facts that what we've covered is coming true. But if they can convince you we've been shut down, if they can convince you that we're going away, and you stop supporting, you stop spreading the word, then they do win. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one group of people that can shut down InfoWars, and that's you, the viewers and listeners. If you decide we're done, we're done. If you decide to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get supplements and books and films and t-shirts and so much more, we will stay on the air indefinitely. It is all in your hands. So thanks for your support. Stand up against the globalists. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and keep us on air. It's up to you.
We've got it, we've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Broadcasting worldwide. We're taking your calls this hour. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Talk radio / news. On radio, on TV, and on the internet at Infowars.com/show. All right, so I already covered last hour just one example of total brainwashing by design. And most of the red state and town hall articles were, oh, the crazy liberals have banned the word field, and they've banned the word brown bag, and they've banned the word lynch, even in people's last names, and two men can have a baby, and they're just idiots, they're morons. They want to ban your gas stoves because they're stupid. No, they want total control, total enslavement. They admit that's their plan, a post-industrial world. So now the University of Southern California has removed the word field from their academic textbooks and from discussion and from their curriculum. The new word is practicum. That's what you're supposed to use. It's about a cult taking control of the language. Well, there's other forms of this brainwashing. The British government was the first to start giving the poison shots 2.5 years ago, and right away the federal watchdog agency there said, we want to issue a yellow notice, but they've blocked the law that we're the regulatory power and just given an emergency authorization, but we think there should be a yellow notice, meaning pull the shots. That was 2 years ago, 6 months after they started. Then they said, don't give it to children, don't give it to the elderly, on and on and on. Now it's come out in their National Health Service, and it's come out in our CDC that they knew all along and were covering it up, and now the documents from Pfizer and the CDC have all come out in the last few months, new documents just 2 days ago. And so then what came out of that? Well, a member of Parliament, conservative British member of Parliament, punished and under investigation for tweet exposing COVID vaccines. The article's on Infowars.com. United Kingdom MP Andrew Bridgen has been suspended from sitting as a conservative MP. Wow, suspended. So they're nixing out the voters. Had his conservative whip removed and will now serve without a party affiliation until a formal investigation is completed. Mr. Brigden's crime was simply tweeting a Zero Hedge article detailing America's CDC statistics showing COVID jabs are far more dangerous than previously reported. Along with this article, Bridgen wrote, as one consultant cardiologist said to me, this is the biggest crime against humanity since the Holocaust. And so the left said, oh, he's attacking Jews, talking about the Holocaust. You can't use the word unless you're Jewish. And the prime minister came out and said, yes, he's an anti-Semite, a terrible man. None of that makes sense. That's insane. That's crazy. And it's meant to be insane. It's meant to tell you, you come out and criticize these shots and the murderers that rolled it out, we're going to destroy you. But here's the good news. This intimidation is not working. Here's the tweet that's getting him basically run out of Parliament. As one consultant cardiologist said to me, this is the biggest crime against humanity since the Holocaust. He's saying the Holocaust happened. He's saying it was a huge crime. Not good enough, anti-Semite. Matt Hancock, the disgraced UK health secretary who locked the nation down during COVID, erupted at Bridgen on Wednesday, telling the prime minister the tweet was disgusting, anti-Semitic, I'm quoting it, anti-vax conspiracy theory that is deeply offensive and anti-Semitic. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak agreed with his friend Hancock and condemned the MP as unacceptable language and pledged to eradicate the scourge of anti-Semitism. They know what they're doing, but it's not working. All the information is coming out. But, oh, we're going to call you a racist. Oh, we're going to call you a Nazi. While they carry out policies, they're as close to the Nazis as I've seen in my lifetime. Now let's go over some more of these articles, and I'll go to your phone calls. FDA no longer needs to require animal tests before human drug trials. What did Fauci say 4 years ago on C-SPAN? Before they released COVID, before all of it, he said, we need a virus out of China, maybe a SARS virus, played the clip 100 times, to blow up the old FDA and approval system similarly worldwide and just get automatic emergency authorization to any mRNA we want. What did Netanyahu a month ago with Jordan Peterson say? We played the clip many times. He said, Israel are lab rats. Israel is a giant laboratory. I've turned the Israeli people over to Pfizer and others to now conduct all sorts of new mRNA so we find out what it does. We'll find out if it hurts you or if it helps you. What did the FDA board member say? We've got to just go ahead and authorize this for kids. We don't know what it'll do. We'll just authorize it like we did this other vaccine that killed a bunch of people. See, there's a moment where they got to just normalize all this and like, yeah, 5G gives you cancer. Yeah, it causes basically asthma-like events in their own studies, in rat studies and human studies. Yeah. But, oh, because it's too obvious with the rats, we just don't even do the studies anymore. We go directly to you and then cover up the results. Total weaponization. This is what an attack looks like. So I told you this is what was coming, and it was slipped in a bill, was passed in the last Congress in December. Science.org. FDA no longer needs to require animal tests before human drug trials. And the new drug trials, they say, will be done by emergency edict and will go directly to the public. But because there are never any real trials, no one can ever prove what's happening, even though the death rates explode. Think of the super ultra diabolical nature of that. Another big report on InfoWars.com. COVID depopulation kill plan admitted by CDC as VAERS data released. Former chief scientist at Pfizer says it's a deliberate plan. Another big article from the Brownstone Institute on InfoWars.com. How can we trust institutions that lied? And it's a big, thick article, and it goes over how they premeditatedly lied, knew they were lying, and suppressed people telling the truth to carry out their deadly lie. Absolutely over the top. The good news, as MTG said last hour here live with us, she's calling for an immediate investigation, including a criminal investigation, a surge of sudden deaths. She told me a lot of inside baseball that I can't reveal to you yet, but it is going to be criminal investigations, not just by Congress looking at the criminality, calling for charges and referring charges to the Justice Department, but it's going to be even more that's about to be announced by other states, not just Florida. The dam is breaking. Here's what I mentioned earlier, so you can actually go watch the powerful interview and analysis. COVID shots are toxic depopulation weapon being calibrated for mass culling. That's on band.video. Our lives depend on you getting it and sharing it. But a lot of sites block the URL band.video. That's why you use the InfoWar, theinfowar.tv, theinfowar.tv, theinfowar.tv. And they're not censoring that URL yet. But we're about to launch an even more powerful URL that is, again, the whole site of band.video, creating new links so you can send them out. You go to the same site, it's the same videos, just a different URL. So very, very important. Nothing to see here. Air Force cadet 21 among several young people who died suddenly in the past few days of heart attacks. But that's okay. Let's play this clip from Greta Thunberg. Greta Thunberg advises us to listen to the science and experts during COVID, which were all lying to us following a script. Here it is.
Hi, my name is Greta Thunberg. I am a climate and environment activist speaking to you from my couch in Stockholm, Sweden. I want to send all my love and support to everyone who is struggling in these difficult times and to everyone who is working on the front lines to keep the rest of us safe. We are right now in a crisis, and we cannot solve any crisis without treating it as a crisis. We now must put our differences aside and cooperate and listen to the science and the experts, as in every emergency. Humanity has to stand together in solidarity and leave no one behind. And then when this is finally over, we must start building real sustainable societies within the planetary boundaries. Thank you so much. I wish you a great evening.
Translated, my parents are Antifa. I'm a globalist front person. There are too many of you. Take the deadly shot. But believe me, I'm not taking them, suckers. Meanwhile, powerful video. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Pfizer knew they were going to kill a lot of people. I'm going to play that video when we come back and then go right to your phone calls. Sage, Steve, Todd, Dave.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Censor us, they surveilled us, they attacked us, they came after so many great people, they censored you, but the truth's coming out about the poison shots, and that means their whole agenda will fail of the world ID, of biomedical tyranny, forced injections. Your phone calls are coming up in a moment, but here's Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a true hero. Pfizer knew they were going to kill a lot of people. The documents now show. Here it is.
We've never seen these kind of adverse reactions. They were predictable because if you look at the clinical trial data, even though they lied on the clinical trial data, Pfizer lied. We know that. There's no doubt about it. Maddie DeGarry is a good example. She was one of 1,100 children in the 11 to 15-year-old trial. So they're going to give this to 76 million children based on these tiny trials. And so any signal that you see in those trials, you have to assume is going to reverberate. You can extrapolate to the much larger group. Maddie DeGarry got a fever immediately after her vaccine, and she later gets seizures, and now she's in a wheelchair, apparently for life, and she's on a feeding tube. That's a fate worse than death, and it's to a cohort that has zero risk from dying of COVID. And if they give this to 76 million kids, they can expect that an injury like that will occur in one in every 1,100 kids. It's not guaranteed, but that's what Pfizer, when you do the clinical trial, that is how it works. You extrapolate any injury to the population as a whole. So that's 70,000 kids or something like that who could be injured in that terrible way. Kids who are at zero risk from COVID. Plus, the heart attacks we're seeing, the strokes we're seeing, the death rates from this vaccine are, there's been more deaths in 8 months and in all the billions of vaccines combined over the last 30 years from this one vaccine, 17,000 recorded deaths in the United States, and we know the death rate's much, much higher than that. Probably 40 times. The best math, the best, studies are showing that it's 40 times that. The risks from the vaccine are completely untenable. If people knew the truth, they would not be taking this vaccine. And then the benefits of the vaccine are apparently zero or even sub-zero after 6 months. The British data is showing that the people who are vaccinated are actually more likely in many age categories to get COVID than people who are unvaccinated, which, by the way, was predicted. Now, we know that Pfizer knew this was going to happen because in their clinical trial, in a six-month clinical trial, it was only 6 months. At the end of that period, 20 people died in the vaccine group and only 14 in the placebo group of all-cause mortality. There were five heart attacks in the vaccine group and only one in the placebo group. So your chance of dying of a heart attack from that vaccine, according to their own studies, is 500% greater than if you're unvaccinated. So they knew we were going to kill a lot of people. And they did it anyway. And people need to be able to see those studies and understand the deception, this criminal deception that has been imposed upon them.
A criminal deception that has been imposed upon us, and we have the former head scientist at Pfizer saying the exact same thing because it's a fact. That's why this broadcast is so important. That's why you sharing the articles, the videos, is so important, because people are really starting to wake up, and we're close to defeating these people. I'm going to go to your calls in a moment, but as I told you, we're funded by viewers like you. We had thousands and thousands of people buy signed copies of The Great Reset and The War for the World. And it really helped us stay on air. And I've said we're going to have this come to an end now. There are 1,400 books left that we have that are to be signed. And I signed 500 of them this week. I'm going to sign another 500 this weekend, another 300, 400 on Monday. They'll go into the warehouse. They've already got 300 signed in the warehouse. When those 1,400, 1,500 books, I forget the exact number, are gone, I'm never going to sign another one of these books again. We are going to put one out that has a piece of art I'm going to do, but I haven't done it yet in the future. It'll be a limited run at patriotcollectibles.com or 7076coin.com. But for just the simple signed book to know that you were part of the fundraiser, you helped keep us on air, and a memento of history, we're going to sign less than 1,500 more of these, and that's it. And that will really help us stay on air. If you'll just take action and go buy a signed book and an unsigned to give to the library or whatever you like. The unsigned are $20-something dollars. Hardcover, The Death Star Plans, The New World Order, The Great Reset, and The War for the World, at InfoWarsStore.com. The signed are $99. And that's just like NPR, where they sell a ball cap for $50 or a T-shirt for $100 or a coffee mug for $50. Everybody knows the coffee cup didn't cost $50 or $20. It means you were part of the pledge drive. We don't get billions like NPR and PBS. We get nothing from taxpayers. But via your free will, you can go get this historic book that went to number one in the world off and on for the first month of its sale. It's still in the top 100, still in the top 10 books on political science. The Great Reset and The War for the World is the true rulers of the planet. Have the signed book. Know that you supported the broadcast. I thank you for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get The Great Reset and The War for the World. And I am going to sign the last 800 or so that I haven't signed yet. And then that, ladies and gentlemen, is it. And I'm going to sign 2023 on this one, because we're in the year 2023. Some of the ones you'll be getting I signed last year, so they say 2022. But when they're gone, they are gone. And again, I thank you all for your support. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you'd like to support the broadcast, you can also get great supplements to support your immune system and your body. The Real Red Pill Plus is going to sell out soon. Despite that, it's 50% off. Don't have time to tell you about it? Go research the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. And Down and Out, our strongest sleep aid, is also back in stock. 40% off. Okay, let's do this. Let me hit a few more of the vaccine news stories. I'll go over to break. Come right back with your phone calls. Moderna CEO announces new mRNA shot to treat heart failure in patients. Wow, there's suddenly all this massive heart failure in all these people, and they've got a drug that counters the blood clots. Man, that's really... Now you know why they wanted one four times stronger than Pfizer. It's the exact same shot, just four times stronger. If you're wanting to have a heart attack, folks, take the Moderna. White House confirms Biden aides located Obama-era classified documents at two locations in his home. Boom. Caught red-handed. He said he didn't know who left the documents at the college. Now they found him pertaining to communist China. Treason. But as MTG said earlier, this is them getting ready to carry out the garbage and get Gavin Newsom ready. So as much as I hate Biden, they're only bringing this out now because he's already stolen the election. Tucker Carlson, Biden classified docs and UPenn's China ties. And it goes on and on from there. That is such an incredibly important issue. Red-handed reveals China's donations to the University of Pennsylvania soared after Biden Center announcement. The building he was in was paid for by the communist Chinese government. But Joy Behar, prostitute, shill, says Biden should be given benefit of the doubt for taking classified docs. When he did it, it's illegal because the vice president can't do it. He did it before he was president. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. Your phone calls are straight ahead on the other side. Stay with us. InfoWars is winning. InfoWars is reaching more people than ever. We were supposed to be off the air months and months and months ago. Mainstream media told you, but it's not true. They told you we were going to be shut down. They told you we owed $1.5 billion. None of that's true. It's all being appealed. They want you to think InfoWars is dead. But if you simply stand up and support InfoWars, we've got years and years of appeals, and we will not be taken off the air. But if they can convince you that we've been shut down, they're going to win. Don't let the globalist psyop you and your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible products, supplements, books, films, t-shirts, you name it, that fund the InfoWar and empower your life, and let the globalists know their psyop has not worked. Thanks for keeping us on air. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today, because the only people that can take us off the air is you, the viewers and listeners. The majority of you have not been psyoped, but some of you have. Do not let the globalists brainwash you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
But where are the clowns? Send in the clowns.
There should be clowns.
Don't bother.
They're here.
They're here.
They want us to live in their clown world, suspend common sense, and be their slaves, but we're not going to do it. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Look, I'm not going to get into this story a little bit next hour because it's about me, but it's just about the system and all their lies. You remember they falsely said in that rigged court where the judge already said I was guilty 5 months ago in Texas and the whole Sandy Hook garbage, that they had my whole phone for 2 years and it had January 6th stuff on it and they were referring it to law enforcement and I was caught, all this crap. I gave all my cell phones to my lawyers, did all the discovery. The judge said I gave no discovery, and my lawyers even sent a raw text of 6 months off my phone. They dug through it all, of course found nothing. I think they'll probably the media will probably make something up at some point. They're so angry. But they had Tucker Carlson text messages between he and I. And I'm not going to get into Tucker Carlson. We've been friends for more than 10 years. And we get dinner and stuff, and we hang out. And they were asking me all this stuff. I didn't answer their questions when the Huffington Post and a bunch of others called. I called one of the reporters up and made jokes at him. I said, oh, you caught me in the closet. You're like the hall monitor in sixth grade. You're, you know, on to me. And I mean, everybody knows Tucker Carlson's been on the show some. Everybody knows that. And everybody knows he said that I was right about almost everything on air. But they act like they catch us in something. And I thought the Huffington Post would be the first to break it. They've been the ones calling me. But Rolling Stone has all my text messages from 6 months in the year 2019 and early 2020. Talk about stalking. And the reporter I talked to yesterday kept saying, I want Tucker to know that I'm reading his text. I want you to tell him that I'm going to do an article on him. And he goes, have you talked to Tucker? Have you talked to Tucker? And I said, I'm not going to answer your question, but I'll tell the listeners. Yeah, but I'm going to say, yeah, there's this quote for your story, but I respect my audience, so I'll tell my audience what Tucker said. F off, I don't care. I'm proud to be your friend. There's your quote from Tucker when I talked to him yesterday morning. So it's just insane how they try to bully and intimidate and, oh, Alex Jones knows Tucker, and Tucker's bad. Tucker Carlson's defended me more than 50 times on air, and I appreciate him because he knows I'm telling the truth, and I'm a good person, and so is he, and I love Tucker Carlson, and I'm so glad that he dominates the news cycle. Said I'll get to it later, but look at this article. They then admit, oh, it's 6 months of text messages, the end of 2019, early 2020, and they say it's innocuous and there's nothing there. But it just shows how influential Jones is and how radical Tucker Carlson is. And then they sit there like schoolgirls and talk about our private messages and pour over them. And they don't even know how to interpret them right. It's early 2000. I'm saying it's a bio attack. Trump at first thought it was nothing. I said they're going to set him up. If he doesn't at least respond, he'll be sucker punched. That's in there, too. So this is the level of garbage that these people engage in. And that's exactly what it is. It's total and complete garbage. And it's ridiculous. And boy, if they knew who else I was talking to. Members of Congress, foreign leaders, other big Fox hosts. I mean, I go out and have dinner with them. They all know I'm right. They can't go all the way. Only Tucker is able for some reason to be able to get everything out. And he is the freest. And I'm not going to give you the inside baseball in it, but let's just say this. Tucker did not get paid what he could get paid to have total freedom. And so he's done a lot to be able to tell the truth. And I think Tucker's an icon, and I love him, and it's great. And I know how Tucker operates, dummies. Your attempts to drive a wedge between Tucker and I and our families is going to do nothing but blow up in your faces. So please, I shouldn't be so honest with the enemy. Now, let me do this instead. I'll be sarcastic. Please stop reporting on me and Tucker Carlson. Please don't tell Tucker not to talk to me. Please don't tell Tucker not to defend me. Stop. Stop. Don't throw me in the briar patch. Do not leave me and Tucker alone. Stop it. You're going to make him be mean to me. Oh, no. It's just, don't they get it? We don't care what you say. We don't care what you do. And in fact, when you tell us not to do something, we do it more. I've already won. Let me give the left a little newsflash, and I'm not bragging, I'll go to your calls. I'm giving you a status report on how positive things are. The viewers and listeners are anonymous. You get to work as a doctor or a nurse or a school teacher or a police officer or a farmer or an auto mechanic or an 18-wheeler driver or an artist or you get to be anonymous. Your wife knows you, your husband knows you, your church knows you, your family. But when you go to the store, you're anonymous. I'm not anonymous. I'm known all over the world. And let me tell you what happens. For 15, 20 years, everywhere I go, I shake hands, and the positive responses were 95%. Let me tell you, but it would be only, if I was in a restaurant, maybe one group would come over 15, 20 years ago. Now I go to a restaurant, I say, listen, can I be put in a private room? Not because I don't care about the public, it's going to make a major scene. If they don't have a private room, you know what happens? My food gets bought almost every time, and I get mobbed all around the table, and I'm signing autographs for the waiters, and the owner comes out, and I get followed into the parking lot, and women are throwing themselves at me, and I'm not bragging about it. I'm just telling you, when the establishment that's so hated came out and demonized me and lied about me and attacked me, all this crap we've been put through, it's been hard for my family, it's been hard for me. We do get haters, we do get stalkers. That 1% that attacks us is terrible. It's not all been roses. But they have made us way bigger and iconic out there, and it's blown up in their face. And now, I will wear sunglasses and a ball cap if I'm on a hike, and I don't even talk, people recognize my voice, because I can't walk in the woods. I could be in the woods with nobody around me, would say my kids fishing, and people will hear me 20 yards away and go, oh, it's Alex Jones. So if you want to know how popular freedom is, if you want to know how popular the awakening is, I'm a litmus test. I'm like a sensor in an engine to tell you how hot the engine is or how much gas is left in the tank. I'm a sensor. So because I'm a public figure, I get to see the response. And I'll be honest, when Trump first got elected, I went from 20-1 positive comments to 15-5 positive versus negative. So for every 15 positive on the street, I get 5 negative. It was bad. If I walk down the street, cars would pull over, F you, Russian spy, I'm going to kill you, you're a horrible person. It was rough the first few years of Trump because I was getting some major hate. Now it's 99% love. I go to the grocery store, love. I go to a random church. The preacher comes at the end and shakes my hand. Been listening for years at a mega church. It's love. Go to a small church. It's love. Go to a wedding in the middle of nowhere. It's love. Go to a place to go fishing on the coast. The whole, you know, we're not charging it a deep sea fishing $1,000. You know, Mr. Jones, the gas is free too. We're going to take you fishing for free. By the way, when we catch all these fish, I'm going to take you to the best places. I only take my family to even catch more fish. And then we're going to take you to a restaurant and cook those fish. And all I want to do is drink a beer with you. That's what I get. Love, 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 love. Because people know the government's hijacked. They know the Democratic Party are satanic pedophiles. They know you're a pack of lying, trash, and garbage. Black people, white people, Hispanics, Asians, gay, straight, old, young, they love InfoWars. They love Alex Jones because they hate you. And they know you hate me, so they love me. Remember Politico, we really helped Rand Paul get elected the first time in the Senate. They called up pissed and they go, what could we have done to defeat him? Why did he win by such a landslide when we attacked him so much? And I said, all you got to do is endorse him. All you got to do is endorse him, he'd have been voted out. Notice the left's gotten smart now. They claimed MTG's a fake right-winger, and MTG's really a leftist because they've gotten smart. They're like, oh, my God, what do we do? Well, we'll claim she's a sellout. Yeah, that fooled a little bit, but not much. They're out of bullets, folks. They're failing. They're falling apart. They're a joke. So Tucker Carlson's message to the media, trying to shame him for being Alex Jones' friend, is, I'm proud to be your friend. Tell them to F off. Tell them to F-U-K off. That's what Tucker Carlson's message is. F off, F off, F off. In fact, he wanted that message to be relayed here. F off. And he can't do it on Fox News. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com tomorrow's news today. I promise I will go right to your calls. Stay with us. Big guest coming up as well.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Talk to you.
I pray for you and your family. I can't thank you enough for all of your great supplements and your information. You've saved my life.
Thank you. We love you. We're all working together.
I know. I wanted to ask you, how do we hold these Congress people that pass through this young globalist program at the World Economic Forum? How do we get them to disavow that relationship?
Well, you heard me with MTG. It is illegal. It violates the Logan Act, a bunch of stuff. We see the communist Chinese infiltrating. Well, the Bilderberg Group and the Davos Group that founded it has infiltrated hundreds of governments and bragged they've done it and literally set policy. And you can show how they set the policy and how the Democratic Party and the other parties of the communists around the world, from Brazil to New Zealand to Germany to France, all of them, hundreds of governments, pledge allegiance to the Great Reset and Build Back Better. You know, there's those videos where it shows one leader say Build Back Better and another one say Build Back Better and another one says Build Back Better till there's hundreds going, Build Back Better, Build Back Better, Build Back Better, Build Back Better. Just like the Pfizer ads. They're all parroting the same thing, and that's their agenda. That's their post-industrial world. And I totally agree, and we're so close. There are massive investigations out there about big tech and intelligence agencies surveilling and censoring people on hundreds of issues. Totally illegal. But who writes the talking points? The Davos Group 3 months ago was signed on as co-equal to the UN, advising the UN on policy. So an unelected group runs the UN, has penetrated more than half the cabinets, and is trying to take global control. And now they're meeting in Switzerland, their meeting coming up. Swiss Army sends 5,000 soldiers to guard Davos global elite. This is a governmental meeting with the head of NATO, Zelensky, all of them meeting in secret. It is criminal.
I agree.
Put pressure on Congress, call talk radio, get a buzz, talk at your church, expose people like Dan Crenshaw that are part of it, and people that have been part of it, like Tulsi, who only went to one meeting. When she's young, they scoop her up. She's an up-and-comer. She's decried it. She's come out against it. We can forgive somebody that's been sucked in who comes out of it. That's key. We got to have an open door for folks that want to defect back to the good side. You understand?
Exactly.
You got to be forgiving like Christ is. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I mean, listen, I don't say this because I'm proud of it. I say it because it needs to be out there. I need to repent of it, and I'm a sinner, and I'm not perfect, and Lord knows it. I get out of control, do things I shouldn't do, just like last segment. I never, very rarely cuss on air. But that's what Tucker said, so I was repeating it. The point is that I killed my children. I didn't know they were humans. I believed the lies when I was a teenager, got girls pregnant, and I repented of it. I had nightmares about it, and I fought for life since then. But I don't think of myself as some goody two-shoe. The left always says, why does Jones admit that? Why would he do that? He makes him look bad. No, it's the truth. It's that I'm a bad person, but I want to be good, and I'm asking Christ to purify me, sanctify me. And Christ has said, yes, I will forgive you. David in Virginia. David, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
I'm all right, brother.
Yeah, I just like to pivot a little bit and talk about something that doesn't really get talked about too much. So, like, 5 days ago, my sister overdosed on fentanyl.
Oh.
And the hospital protocol, I guess she came to, and then when she got to the hospital, they intubated her, put her on a ventilator, and put her back on fentanyl and Propofol.
Mm.
I was just wondering what your opinion or thoughts were on.
Well, I mean, I'm not a medical doctor who's an expert in that. I mean, just there's a whole school of medical 3-year program just to know how to be an anesthesiologist. So I'm not going to second guess what they did, but a lot of people have bad reactions to fentanyl, and they lace so many of the vape pens that are on the street with it and marijuana and stuff. It's why I tell my children, listen, when I was growing up, my parents said drugs are bad, but if you're going to experiment, do it with friends and you'll find out. And every drug I did, I hated. I mean, I did meth a few times, hated it, did cocaine a few times, hated it, did tobacco and alcohol, loved it, and caffeine. Those are my things. But, sitting there looking at that, it's just horrible. And we have, over 130,000 deaths last year from fentanyl. They're shipping it in. Nothing's being done about it. I think there should be a death penalty for fentanyl dealers that knowingly put it on the street. Because even babies will be in a playground and put a little piece of it in their mouth. It'll kill them or put them in a coma. And the people doing this are putting a chemical weapon on the streets. And it's 100 times stronger than opium. It's about, what is it, like 20 times stronger than heroin, depending on the type of fentanyl. And it is just weaponized by anything you can imagine. And you got to wear a respirator to even be around it. I feel sorry for the cops and people that got to be around it and cleaning out the streets. These cops get killed all the time just busting people with it. They just touch their mouth or their eye, and you're dead in 10 minutes. I hope your family gets better. I hope she gets better. But I really can't give advice or diagnose something from afar when I'm not even a doctor. I just study the facts. But I have real fears about that. I have fears about car wrecks because that's the number one cause of death under 50 for my children. And I have fears of fentanyl because the damn stuff's everywhere. And I know so many people have been killed by it. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I'm just curious on why she's been like on a ventilator for like 5 days now. There's really no plan. They don't have a plan really. They're kind of just winging it. And then I talked to another girl who said she had a similar experience when her mom passed away, and they were trying to file a lawsuit against John
Randolph.
Well,
what we know is they're using ventilators to kill people with these new protocols. So did your sister, did she stop breathing completely, or why are they saying she's on a ventilator?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out, the chain of events that led up to it, because apparently she came to and they said she was in an altered state of consciousness, so then they basically just put her back on fentanyl and propofol and just kind of just left her. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure
out. She's in a medically
induced
coma. Well, that doesn't sound good to me, buddy. I would get up there, I would start speaking out. I'd bullhorn the hospital. They don't listen to you. You know, from the edge of the street, I'd call the news media and let them know they're being watched, brother. Let me do this. Give me your name and number, and I want to tell the crew, I want to call you back. I'm going to do a special Saturday show with a special guest. Guys, don't let me forget this, please. This guy's counting on us. I want an update on your family member, and we will call you back on Saturday, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Alex. God bless you.
Where is this exactly? Where is this happening?
This is in Virginia, like 30 minutes south of Richmond.
Do you know how she got the fentanyl? Or did she knowingly took it, or was it laced?
She was a drug user and meth and fentanyl. But I mean, she's an adult; she made her own decisions. But previous experiences with people overdose, and they kind of come to after they get Narcan, and then they're kind of like on their way back to the streets, you know. So I don't know if it's because
we've had whistleblower nurses on from New York, where they would get a homeless person who didn't even have COVID. They'd be COVID negative. They'd still put them on a ventilator because they had no friends. Then they get the $53,000 or $51,000 to kill them. So I know in that case they were murdering people in key Democrat states. I hope that's not happening in Virginia, brother. God bless you. And give us your name and number if you want. We'll call you back on Saturday and check on the situation. And if things are going bad, you can name the hospital. You can talk about it, okay?
Yeah, Alex.
Thank you, brother. All right, we got Carlos and Sage and Steve and Todd and Caroline and Owl and Evan and everybody. And we're going to get to a lot of you coming up. We have a special guest in studio. And then in an hour, I'm on Piers Morgan's live show in the UK, and it goes out over the U.S. And his show's pretty big usually, but when he has a big guest on, like a Kanye West or a Ye West or a Andrew Tate or any of those kind of people, he gets tens of millions of views. So I think this is going to be a big interview. We'll be able to talk about a lot of stuff. Could be fiery. I'm going to try to be friendly and just actually be nice, but if he's not nice, I'll do what I did 10 years ago, and I'll mop the floor with him. Speaking of Andrew Tate, in the New York Post, two of the six women contacted by the media that say he raped them, and all this say none of it's true. It's all lies. And they're saying they know some of the other women, and that's not true either. See? So Andrew Tate accusers claim they made clear they're not victims. And they say they're being listed as victims, and it's not true. See, I mean, he could be guilty. I don't think he is. This thing stinks to high heaven, and this is a big piece going towards that. So pray for Andrew Tate. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.